There is a baby, Sister Mwashita says there is a baby to be dedicated. We're going to sing the dedicational song as the young one comes for dedication.
Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the field, whoops, sin, bring them in, bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus.
Tinamatein. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you this morning, O God, with the privilege, Lord, to come before your throne of grace, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, the day, Lord Jesus Christ, when you rose from the tomb, Lord, Father, our privilege, Lord, to come, Lord, in my hands I've got this young child, Shamga by name. Lord Jesus Christ, we commit him, Lord, in your hands, Father. If there's still more time before your coming, Lord, I pray, may he grow, Lord, to be in your service, Almighty Jehovah. Lord, as his name, Lord Jehovah, may he defeat the powers of the evil one. Lord Jesus Christ, for we know names have got meanings, Almighty Jehovah. Father, be with the parents, Lord. Give them the wisdom, Lord, to raise the young one in the fear and admonition of your word. I want to thank you, Father. May Shamga be such a blessing, Lord, to his associates and to the parents. We commit him in dedication. Wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He's almost taking over. Shamga taking over the mic. I'm sure you know Shamga. He has no association with those people who wants to take that which does not belong to them. And you know the Philistines the other time, they are coming to take the wheat, and he said, no, it's not possible. I am a circumcised Jew. Musatendera vanhu kutora zvinhu zvisiri zvavo.
Do not allow yourselves to take that which doesn't belong to you.
Kana ari madhimoni achida kutora kukubira, Shambuka anoti hazviite izvozvo.
If there are demons that want to take away things from you, Shambuka will say no, it doesn't happen.
We have got Sabina Mashore in church today. We'll ask Sabina Mashore to stand, so we recognize her where she's seated. Right at the back there. Welcome, you can take your seat. We also, I saw Gift Masanga in church. If I can ask him to stand as well. At the back as well. God bless you. You can take your seat. Do we have any visitor whose name has not been brought up? If you are around, I'll ask you to stand so we recognize you. Oh, lady there, another gentleman at the back there. God bless you. You can take your seat. I'm sure you're having good times during this Easter holiday. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord this morning? I know I did not greet you, no wonder why you were looking at me like that. I want to greet you this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I also want to join the ones on live streaming if they can also join in answering back as we also greet them in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Some are saying hallelujah, amen in their different homes, and some are saying hallelujah and amen using their fingers as they are typing. We are so thankful unto the Lord this morning. I'm so happy this morning to be in the house of the Lord. I enjoyed the first service about the altar. And also the one we had yesterday. Yes, what Calvary means to you. Today looks like it is our final day for our Easter meetings. So we want to thank God so much for giving us time that we could be in His house. We're going to sing one song, and I know my friends will just want to go down just now, but we're just going to sing one song, and then we read the scripture. The song leader is going to be... whilst he is choosing, you know, there are so many songs to sing. We can stand, we read a scripture. John chapter 20.
John chapter 20.
Verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early. When it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre, then she runneth, and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, yes, and said unto them, okay. So, yes, then she runneth and come to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved. And said unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre. And we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. Shall we just bow our heads for a word of prayer? Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for the word that has been read. We pray, Father Lord Jesus Christ, that you may come and speak to your children. Lord Jesus Christ, we know this is a great day in our lives where, Father Lord Jesus Christ, you rose from the dead.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, everyone, Lord, some might not believe in you, but there is a general consensus that the tomb is empty.
Amen.
We want to thank you, Father, for that, Lord. Continue reigning in our lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may take your seats. We just want to give a clap offering to Jonathan, who did a wonderful
job.
Yeah, at least I did not see anyone who did not clap his or her hands. If I had seen one, I was going to ask that one on the next Thursday to come stand here and
interpret. Interpret.
Glory be to God. We're going to have a song, and then we come into our service.
Those who tangas do service yet.
Na mozi chiwanda muriba kore kuwanda kurwara ku chiya muriba. Wona Jesu, Jesu muribuera, ndirangu, ndirangu, Bona Jesu muri buwera Oba kobre ba kore Jesu imi Jesu muri buwera ngo dirango dirango Jesu muri buwera Ure ba kore.
Next verse, brothers.
Jesu muri buwerango, dirango, dirango. Jesu muri buwerango, muri bakore ruwa. Ziezo zi chia, muri bakore kuwa. Mazuzo wa chia. Muri ba kore, Jesu imi Jesu muri pamwe chete. Bona Jesu muri buwera, muri ba kore kuwa. Mitoro I chirema muri ba kore. Kusu waku chia muriba. O Jesu muribu erangu, dirangu, dirangu. Ona Jesu muribu erangu, muriba kore.
Kufir waku chuya,
kufir waku chirwaza. Muriba kore kuwa kutambura ku chiwanya muriba aiwa Jesu imi Jesu muribiwera dirangu aiwa Jesu muribiwera muriba kore kuwa.
You may take your seat. We thank God so much for the wonderful singing, wonderful playing, wonderful everything. We want to say thank you, Lord, for everything that you do in our lives. Maybe when you reach home, you can finish. So that's John 20. From 1 up to
9.
Yes, so that you get to understand the story. But I know you have read it a couple of times. We're just going to read also Revelation chapter 5. We start on verse 1. It's a lengthy reading, so... So I'll ask that we just follow up in your Bibles as we read. So Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on his backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven nor on earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. So you see, John, he is almost desperate. Because a good question was asked to say, who is worthy? So he checked all the other signs and he saw that none was worthy. Now, but praise be the name of the Lord. One of the elders said unto me, "Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and midst of the elders stood a lamb as it has been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odor, which are the prayers of saints, sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hath redeemed us unto God by the blood out of the every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice. I'm sure we can also join up is this as well. And saying with a loud voice. I'm sure in your own language. Let's read this together. Verse 12, as we start on worthy. Worthy is the lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Verse 18. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such are in the sea, and they that are in them, heard I saying. So I want to believe John. Yes, he had prophetic eyes, prophetic ears, and he heard you saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto him the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. We want to thank God so much for giving us
Easter.
You might have read, yes, as you were born, that there were so many people who came with big names. Some they conquered, you even know, maybe in your family, to say, if you hear Father so and so, you know, this is the mighty name in your family. At school, you knew there were some people who were known. And you know, even teachers, they were afraid of those people. Now, you also know, even at the various places, even at church as well, you know, there are some people who also have got this trait of saying people, they are afraid of him. Hitler was there.
Hitler akavepo.
Mussolini was there.
Mussolini akavapeo.
Like the prophet would say, if a child is crying, you just mention the name of Hitler or Alexander the Great. The child, even if there was no sleep, but sleep will come and the child will
sleep. Hitler, kana kuti Alexander mukuru.
These were famous names. But all of them, they died. They are still 6 feet under. But today, even people who do not believe in Christ, History has it, they believe in history. There is a tomb that is empty somewhere. The tomb is empty. That's what we are going to talk about this morning. Before Genesis, there was a being that was filling all space and eternity and was living alone. Elohim was his name. So he was just alone. And then, but he had some attributes within himself. Now, one of those attributes was, he wanted to be worshipped. In other words, Elohim wanted to be called God. But because he was alone, he could not attain such a name, because God is an object of worship. He also wanted to be called a father. But you cannot be called a father when you are just alone. But he had those attributes. He wanted to be a savior. But there was no one that he could save. So what did he do? We are in Genesis chapter
1.
Praise be the name of the Lord. He came in, created the heavens and the earth by the spoken word. Adam came on the scene. Also, sin came on the scene. Because Eve was beguiled by the serpent. The tomb came on the scene as well. Because of unbelief. Through the ages, we see a lot of things happening, people rising. They go into the tomb. They didn't have power over the tomb. In other words, the tomb was a conqueror to everybody. But we come now to Matthew chapter
1,
verse
18.
Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. Praise be the name of the Lord. Why are we saying the tomb is empty? Brother, by just hearing the message saying the tomb is empty, in other words, we are saying it was finished at Calvary. When we are talking of an empty tomb, brother, we are talking of hope to the hopeless. We are saying, yes, the guiltless for the guilty. He came. He had no sin within him. But he died for you, a sinner. He died for me, a sinner. He conquered the one that was conquering people. Death, hell, and grave had conquered a lot of people. But that day on Calvary, the virgin born, he came down on earth and he cried out, "It is finished." I want to tell you, brother and sister, we do celebrate, yes, I don't know how it happens, but the birth of somebody, we do celebrate. The death of somebody, we cry, we mourn, we scream. But for this mighty conqueror, on his death, brother and sister, it calls for celebration. The reason why we celebrate is to say, you a sinner, you don't have to remain in your sins anymore. Because he conquered death, he conquered the tomb. No wonder why we are saying the tomb is empty. In the message, the presence of the Lord Jesus, 54, the prophet says, he was a man on Calvary when he cried for mercy. That's right, he was a man when he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But when he rose up on Easter morning, breaking the tombs, sealed, and hell and death was destroyed, he proved that he was the Son of God. Amen. Believest thou this?
Giro achipara zarufu akaratidza pachena kuti akanga ari mwanakomana waMwari. Amen. Unozitenda here izvi?
Living, he died for me.
Achirarama akandifira.
Buried, he carried my sins far away.
Murufu akaendesa zvivi zvangu kure kure.
Rising, he justified freely forever.
Mukumuka akandiruramisa pachena nekusingaperi.
So aren't you happy this morning?
Saka ufara here mangwana nano.
That in rising, he justified you freely forever.
Mukumuka akakururamisa iwe pachena
nekusingaperi. If the tomb is not empty, brother, you were doomed.
Saka takaparara.
You had no hope. But we know someday he is coming, oh glorious day. The prophet says, in the message, possessing the gates, possessing the gate of enemy, or, the prophet says on
52,
now we have a right to conquer all sickness. We don't have to conquer, it is already conquered. The prophet does not play with words. Whatever he says, we say amen to that. He says you don't have to conquer its sickness. Because it's conquered already. We just have to claim the promise and go take it. It's already conquered. Death is conquered. Hell is conquered. Sickness is conquered. Temptation is conquered. So, brother and sister, everything is conquered. So, we cannot hear you well when you say, I cannot overcome this, I cannot overcome sin. He says temptation is conquered. All devils is conquered. Hell is conquered. Death is conquered. The grave is conquered. That's why this morning we are saying the tomb is empty. Brother and sister, Easter, the meaning of Easter, the things that used to overcome you, now you have authority over them. In other words, we are talking about taking captivity captive. This is Easter. This is the tomb is empty. If you were a liar, an adulterer, a fornicator, nothing good coming out of your mouth. Good news for you, brother and sister. All those things were defeated. All those things were conquered because of Easter. I want to encourage you this morning. If you have situations, if you something that you cannot overcome even in church, there is a promise for you. Because of Easter, there is no reason why you can continue such a life. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, there is no reason for you to continue without the Holy Ghost. That's the reason why he died. That's the reason why he suffered. That's the reason why he carried that cross.
It was such a heavy cross, brother. He had the choice. No wonder why he was saying, if it is possible, let this cup pass by. But when he looked down, when he saw me, I was going the wrong way. He saw your lies. He saw you were not an overcomer. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. Easter this morning, brother, we are calling upon the will of God. God hates sin, but he loves the sinner. The reason he went on the cross of Calvary, it is because he loves you a sinner. He loves me a sinner. Therefore, brother, you know one thing for sure. God loved me because I was born in sin, shaped iniquity, kept speaking lies. That's not your problem, coming speaking lies, brother. If you are going to remain in a sin, that is your problem. But he came as a savior. When we are talking about the tomb is empty, we are talking about the mercy, the grace, even the love of the Savior. We are expounding on one of the attributes of God. Jehovah Savior. He will conquer everything in your very life. 53, his enemy, he will possess the gate of Ammon. How many? Thousands of millions. He will possess the gate of his enemy. He rose from the dead. We possess it because he gave it to us. It is your inheritance, brother. You might not even be worthy to receive of the inheritance. But as long as royal blood is flowing within you, you have free access to that which your father left for you. This Satan can look you into the face and say, you are a liar. You don't possess anything. But look also at him in the face. Tell him to say, today he rose from the dead. And he says he possessed it because he gave it to me. Ah, brother, we are looking for people who is full of faith, who can look at the devil right in the face. If the devil say boo-hoo to you, don't say boo-hoo once. Say boo-hoo, boo-hoo, twice, thrice. He has to get smaller and smaller. He conquered sickness and took the gate. Listen to this. Only thing we have to do, walk up to the gate and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, the conqueror. Sometimes, brother, you have to say it with your own mouth. Your child is sick. You just go, in the name of Jesus Christ, the conqueror. Sometimes we want to be too smart, too calculative. You want to understand things. You don't have to understand. You just got to believe it. If you believe it, brother, you just say it the way it's said to be done. The Lord will take care of the rest. Isn't that the lepers? They started just walking. Walking, brother. They just started walking. And God took care of the rest. Elements started moving. Oh, my goodness. God caused the ears of the soldiers to hear better than they normally would hear. They hear a step of a leper. And he was stepping so lightly because he was a leper. They were so slim, brother. Because the normal people inside the camp, there was no food there. So it means these guys, they also didn't have food. They were so thin. So it meant even them walking, they just had to move slowly and lightly, otherwise the wind was going to wipe them away. But now look at what God does. Now, a little step of a leper. Now, in the ears of the hearers, it was like a chariot wheel moving. That is what happens when God is in charge. What are why we are saying, brother? Try this God. Try this Jesus. The tomb tried for 3 days to contain him there. Until some people came to Herod and said, we know this man, he said, while he was still living, he said, on the third day, I'm going to rise up. Let us not take any chances. Let us put soldiers on guard. Whether you guard him or not, brother, the tomb is still empty. Oh, brother, I'm not looking at the symptoms. I'm not looking at the situation. He is not scared by situation. This mighty conqueror I'm talking about, the soldiers were there. The Roman seal was there. But on the third day, brother, corruption knew its master. Glory be to God. This is the mighty conqueror who fills all space and eternity. Oh, brother, he rose out. Yes, and he cried out, it is finished. I believe it, brother. I believe in it is finished. The prophet says, every sickness can be healed now. The sinners can be saved. The captive can be freed because of Easter. Because the tomb is empty. Praise be the name of the Lord. Oh, brother, when they heard that the tomb is empty, Peter and another young brother, they went. The young brother is, you know, the young people, they're full of energy. He started going fast. He overtook Peter. But when he came to going and verifying that indeed Jesus is not there, he said, no, I'll wait for my elders to come. This needs elders. Peter was moving just slowly. With the humility now. Glory be to God. And then he came in. And he went straight into the tomb. And Peter, brother, out of excitement, he declared, the tomb is empty. The young man said, maybe it is just an old man's fable. Let me also go in and check. Rather, an old man declared, a young man also declared, the tomb is empty. I'm challenging you, my brother. I'm challenging you, my sister. There is only one tomb that is empty. If you accept that, brother, nothing will stand before you. When the angel came to the prophet, he said, if you be sincere, if get people to believe you, nothing will stand before thee. Not even cancer. Do you fear cancer? Brother, the tomb is empty. This morning, brother, we are looking at all those hardest things, the most difficult ones. Let them come face to face with Easter. Let them come face to face with the mighty conqueror, the one who fills all space and eternity. I want to believe today, brother and sister, if there was a situation, if you were failing to overcome something today, say, Lord, you rose from the dead. The tomb is empty. I also want to overcome. I want to overcome sickness. I want to overcome lying. Yes, it is possible. While it is called today. 56, you say? Why Paul said? What they were fixing to cut his head off. A seed of Abraham said, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. Now, the devil comes with fear, brother. No wonder why the prophet says, fear is of the devil. Because when he comes with fear, faith vanishes away. Now, each time the angel will come to the prophet, fear not. Hallelujah. So definitely you should cast away that fear. Even if you are looking at death right in the eyes, tell it, where is your sting? Where is your victory? Praise be the name of the Lord. In death there is victory. Up the hill, Jesus went Calvary's way. He chose it by himself, brother. He was not forced, but love for humanity forced him or constrained him to go all the way. 58, the prophet says, in the church of the living God this morning lays the power to heal all sickness.
Sometimes that you won't say people don't come to church.
I must go believe. I thought I'm a prophet.
We are not believing what the prophet is saying.
Oh, I'm church uchirwara.
And you come to church sick.
Koti overing bagunzi. Lays the power to heal all sickness.
The povering bagunzi wachipunzi. Mune simbare kupota zvirwere zvose.
And you have the audacity of moving out of those doors. Deal with your sickness.
When they ask you, how are you feeling now?
Won't
it be embarrassing?
It's paragraph 58 in case somebody...
This one you must memorize this quotation.
In the church of the living God, this morning, we also happen to be this morning, lays the power to heal all sickness. Ah, brother, if you are sick, it calls for somebody to stand up and say, praise be the name of the Lord. In the church of the living God, lays power to overcome all temptation. Oh, brother, you should overcome all temptation because he gives a way of escape. In the possession of the church of the living God this morning, lays the power to chain sin and throw it away.
Oh,
we've got to chain sin, brother. Throw it away. And also throw away the lock, brother. Glory be to God. and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the church of Jesus Christ. So, brother and sister, there is no understandable reason for you not to receive the Holy Ghost, for you not to overcome temptation, for you not to overcome sin, because in the church of the living God there is power. And because he rose from the dead, because the tomb is empty, that's why he gave power to his church. They were told to go to Jerusalem, and until they were endured with power. Before that, Peter was a weakling. He was scared, he was running away. But when he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he started saying, men and brethren, he started speaking boldly. He could tell to say, silver and gold have I none. But because the tomb is empty, because the tomb is empty, such as I give unto you, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise and walk. This is the church of God. We should speak things into existence. Speak things out of existence. You have a tumor, speak it out of existence. Yes. If you are in trouble, brother, speak it out of existence. My prophet, he spoke to the storm. Glory be to God. Talking to nature, he spoke to the raging bull. Even that maniac of Oregon. This is what we are after. These are the fruits, because the tomb is empty. Prophet God said, say, his seed shall possess the gate of his enemy, no matter what the gate is. Some might be saying, preacher, you don't understand my situation. You are right, I don't understand it, and I don't even want to understand it. As long as it is a gate, as long as it is a gate, the prophet is saying, you have the right, you have the privilege, you have the authority, you have the power to possess it. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
If it's sickness, temptations,
sin,
whatever it is conquered. And the seed of Abraham possesses it. If you believe you are a seed of
Abraham,
you have the right, brother, to possess it. In fact, you should even approach God. If you continue in your sickness, you say, Lord, but you say, as the royal seed of Abraham, I'm supposed to possess it. Am I not a royal seed of
Abraham?
Now you be like Jacob. He started wrestling with the angel. He said, I will not let you go until you bless me. Old Buddy Robinson. He said, I am a preacher, but I just now I've got hairs because I beat the ear of a mule.
Yes, you know,
because I am full of hate. Oh, brother, somebody full of hate. Instead of biting a mule, imagine a living mule, he's going to bite. And then he said, I need the Holy Ghost now. Take God at his word, brother. Ask anything in my name, I will do it. Old Buddy Robinson receives his Holy Ghost in a cornfield. That's exactly, brother, what you're supposed to do. You stand there as long as there's still strength, as long as there's breath in you. You cry out to the Lord. I'm sick and tired of this life. I can't live under my privileges. When I'm being told the tomb is empty. Aren't you happy this morning to know that we stand now more than a conqueror? More than a conqueror. Oh, there's nothing to fight about. The fight is over. The whistle has blown. The flag has rose. Oh, brother, tell that devil. Even if you score, the whistle has blown over, so it will not be counted. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is what we need, brother. Not people who cower down before the enemy. When we are saying the tomb is empty, that's reason. People should run and possess their inheritance.
Hallelujah.
And in the midst of every sin pile, every midst of every sick room is the old rugged cross planted by the blood of Jesus Christ. A conqueror, only thing we do is believe. Look and live. Look and live, my brother. This is what you just need to do. Look and live. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He conquered it for you. 29, that the prophet says, the seed shall possess the gates of his enemy. The Son of God goes before us. His banners waving, and there's nothing can stand in the way of a saint going to meet a promise of God. This is what Malachi 4 is saying. Nothing can stand on the way of a saint who is going to meet the promise that was given by God. If you know you are a saint, and you know that there is a promise that was given by God, and you are walking towards the attainment of that promise, the prophet is saying, nothing will stand on your way. If something comes on the way, continue moving. Continue going. Don't change course, brother. Go straight right where that thing is. God will make a way. Listen to this. Death can't stop it. The grave can't stop it. The devil can't stop it. Stop it. I tell you, he cannot stop it. We are more than conquerors. Sickness is conquered for you, friends. Death is conquered for you. Unbeliever, won't you receive him? Habit has been conquered for you. There are some naughty habits. But the prophet is saying they've been conquered. You know your naughty habits. You boys and girls, old people, young people, you know those habits. But because the tomb is empty, if you agree within yourself to say because the tomb is empty, the prophet is saying, old habits, they've been conquered for you. Temptation has been conquered. You say, I got a temper. I can't get over it. Oh, there are some people for sure who are filled with the multitude of temper. They can almost lift a car when they are full of anger. And the mutakura mombe buzi hat.
He can lift a cow and a goat.
I think but got him bumbere, my shona got the way to it.
Our mother tongue is so rich.
But somebody with that kind of a
temper,
it has been conquered. So you, there is no way, brother and sister, you can say no. In our ancestral spirit or our lineages, we are full of temper. The tomb is empty. That thing has to go. It's a mamba. On the highway, the prophet was told that thing you should bind it. Yes, temper is a stubborn spirit. It's not far away or it's associated with even pride.
Oh,
proud look.
But we are
saying the tomb is empty.
Amen.
That thing, it will kill you. I'm told there is an insect that's when it's angry. Out of its anger, it gets rid of its is it the legs or whatever.
Oh,
mazinzoka. That's temper. You know, some people, they even hit the walls, you know, when they are angry. Having to visit the doctor. Because he hates himself because of anger. Yeah,
if I am the doctor attending to you,
I think
I would deliberately ignore you and attend to other patients. Then I will put you in the end of the queue. But I know when I attend you, the demon would have left.
But we are saying the tomb is empty, brother. If you have that temper this morning, purpose in your heart. By the time I leave here, I leave that temper on the altar. I'm not going to go with that temper. And temptation has been conquered, brother. He's already conquered it, the great final seed of Abraham. There is no more conquering to do now. He conquered for us. Prophet says, now we, by the grace through the promise, just believe and hold on. That's all we have to do. It's already finished. Our sickness, our transgression, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes, we were healed. Brother and sister, that's the reason why he died. Why he was bruised. It's because of your sins, my sins. If you remain a sinner, it is your own problem. The antidote was already given. If you remain as sickly, that is your problem. The antidote too was given. Now, when he died, when he was on the cross, when they put him into the tomb, all other people we know, when they are in the tomb, they are useless, they are not doing anything. But our Lord, as soon as he was put into the tomb, he went to work him. He went to the region of the lost. Oh, brother and sister, he came. He knocked on the door. And the devil came and opened the door. He said, yes, He started rejoicing. He said, now finally I have you. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I am the son of the virgin born. My blood is still wet on the cross. You have been such a blood for too long. I am telling you, devil, I am now the boss. Give me those keys of death and hell. My Lord, he went. He took those keys. The prophet says he gave him a healthy kick as a royal seed of Abraham. It is also your duty when you meet those demons, when you meet those situations, you give a healthy kick. Exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ did. Yes, he conquered grave, hell. Yes, and we now also stand as mighty conquerors as well, as royal seed of Abraham. You can even say, what is next? The prophet was saying, if you work something, a demon,
amen.
If you worked or hit or and it doesn't move, you work it again. If it doesn't move, you work it again. You work it, brother, until a wall has developed. Don't be tired, brother, of working the devil. You work him. The prophet says, yes, the mighty conqueror, he says, when he went down to the region of the lost, and he's dramatizing to say, I can see him. And he said, straighten himself and say, Satan, I am the virgin born son of the living God. My blood still wet on the cross. I paid the price. Brother, the price has already been paid. When you pay for something, brother, even if you don't take it, it's still yours. Because you paid the price. He paid the price for me. He paid the price for you. Therefore, you don't belong to yourself. You belong to the one who conquered the tomb. I have conquered. And I have come down to take over. We are talking about taking over, brother. Strip you of everything that you claim that you had. The devil claims. Sometimes he claims even ownership over your life. He reached over his side and jacked those keys of death and hell off him. Kick him back into the place where he belonged. He conquered hell. When he rose, he had the keys of death and hell hanging on his side. I know a long time ago, I don't know if it's happening these days, people used to put keys right on the side here. I'm sure they were spiritual. Eh? That's exactly to show. I've got a car.
I was not showing and displaying that I have conquered.
I want
to be proud of conquering.
Satan thought, he said, I finally have got you. But the Lord Jesus Christ was showing who the boss is. He is the boss. Glory be to God. When a boss speaks, brother, everybody keeps quiet. When our boss, the Lord Jesus Christ, speaks, oh, I can imagine the little demons. Remember when he was their chief Satan was given that healthy kick. They were running for cover. Because their chief was conquered by our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brother, we have every right to conquer everything, sickness, superstitions, and the devil, which had pinned us down. Today we stand as conquerors. What's the church scared about then? He conquered Satan. He conquered sickness. He conquered death. He conquered hell. No wonder why the prophet says, the right mental attitude towards any of God's promises will bring it to pass. If you have a right mental attitude towards the course that we are reading,
and you go out saying, I am free.
Yes.
Bongo.
All the demons have to flee. Because the tomb is empty. The prophet says, apostles in the gate of the enemy after a trial. 109, he will start just in the middle. He conquered the gate of sickness for us. Then he said, he remember sick people. You know, sometimes, you know, it's also good to be sick. You have got your coat here. And the prophet said, remember. He conquered that gate. You don't have to conquer it. He conquered it. The other men had to conquer their own gate. But you don't have to conquer. It's already conquered. Praise be the name of the Lord. He conquered the gate of sickness, and what he did when he conquered the gate of sickness, whatever you ask on earth, whatever you bound on earth, he will bind it in heaven. Give us the keys to the gate. He conquered the gate of temptation by the word, and the key was resist the enemy and he will flee from you. 111. He conquered death. He conquered hell. He conquered death and hell. He conquered what others couldn't conquer. Because they are of the natural seed. This is the spiritual seed. He conquered the gate of the grave and rose up on the third day for our justification. So today he rose up. That's why we are saying the tomb is empty. And now we are more than conquerors. We just walk right into as an inheritance. More than conquerors, we are dealing with a defeated enemy. The enemy is defeated, brother. Sickness is defeated. Death is defeated. Hell is defeated. Everything is defeated. Oh my, wish I was twice my size. Now maybe I feel twice as good. We are disputing with a conquered enemy. So why do you look so sad, brother? When you are fighting a defeated enemy. When David, when he was looking at Goliath, he was not feeling sorry for himself. Now he say he actually ran towards his enemy. But you, brother and sister, the prophet is telling you, this enemy is already defeated. Even if you want to sleep, brother, you know you are going to win anyhow. Because the enemy was defeated.
I'm thinking of Hezekiah, brother. When he was told, when he received that threatening letter from Sennacherib, he went into the temple. He spread it. And he said, Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open thine eyes and see. Sometimes, brother, you have to take it to the Lord. Say, Lord, look at this situation. Look at my God. Who then says, I heard your petition. Yes, you now stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. While he was sleeping, I don't believe in helping God. I don't believe in helping God. If God needs my help, there is no need for me to worship such an one. He told Hezekiah, you said, I am God who fills all space and eternity. You go and sleep. And when Hezekiah was sleeping, God was busy slaughtering and killing the soldiers. When Hezekiah woke up the following morning, behold, they were just dead corpses. He was just stepping on dead corpses. God has done his duty. The mighty conqueror, the prince of peace, he fights our battles, brother. No wonder why. We are saying the tomb is empty. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. These Egyptians, whom you see, you shall see them again no more. The Lord will do battles for us. Just, brother, they were told, go round the world. They were just going round the world. Just going round the world, brother. Just the world. They were just walking. That was their duty. That was their duty. It doesn't matter if you don't understand. Just walk round the world. Continue walking round the world, brother. Walk around the world. How does it happen? I don't know. I was only told, go round the world. The world were told, when they do the walking on the seventh round, the instruction was, they were told, brother, when the trumpet is blown and when they are walking on the seventh one, you fall flat. Do as he tells you. Do as he tells you. If he tells you to walk right through the wall, don't even think, brother. You can close your eyes. Go straight through the wall. He will make the way, brother. Moses told them. He said, let's go forward until Datan. And Korah said, where are we going? Going into the sea? He said, into the hands of God. I want to tell you, brother, your situation, which is very difficult, you don't even know how to solve it. Walk through it. Just face it, brother. God will make the way. You don't know how to make the way. He will make the way for you. Brother, talk about dust in the sea. It was unheard of to see dust in the sea. But when God started moving elements, when the mighty conqueror, when he is out of the tomb, the other time we talk about that ark, which was taken from its original place. It started fighting. Boils, they had boils, brother. Until they said, we have to take it back. Now we are talking about, you can't return it empty-handed. When my God is fighting, brother, you feel sorry for the enemy. The tomb hope is empty. Power back to the believer. No wonder why. When the voice was heard in heaven to say, who is worthy to take the book? Who is worthy to open the seals? We want to tell you, brother, 28 February 1963, there was such a scene on the planet Earth. Angels came down to reveal the mysteries of the seals. Now that the seals have been revealed, brother, we now know we have got the power. We now know the devil is a blast. We tell that devil, we tell that hypertension, we tell that BP, we tell whatever it is, because we know exactly who we are. We know that power, the title deed that was lost in the Garden of Eden, has been brought back to the church. We know exactly where we stand. We can now fight the devil. Like our Lord Jesus Christ, we can tell that devil to say the keys of death and hell, you don't have those. Satan has no power over you, brother. He cannot even kill you. They lie to you, brother. You will never be killed until and unless God's purpose about you has been finished. Until and only unless His purpose about you has been finished, they can have all night meetings of planning. They can even hire whatever people, whatever evil spirits, they will never. And they will not. They are not able.
Hallelujah.
They put a band of soldiers to guard his tomb. Oh, brother. Even if they were awake, that was not going to stop him from rising from the tomb. They can do whatever, brother. That will not stop your blessing. The tomb is empty. Signifying, brother, overcoming power to a believer. Oh, death, where is your sting? Death, where is your victory? Oh, brother, we thank God for giving us the power. We have power in the name of Jesus. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We cannot just be defeated. He can try. He can shoot. Even with poison stuff. Oh, brother. The way how the Lord Jesus Christ ruled or overcame, it was through love. He is a champion of love. Some were pulling his beard. Some were spitting on his face. But he said this one, this very one, who is spitting on my face, this very one, I love him. I'm going to carry the cross for him. That is his love for you, brother. Let the love has no man that a man should lay his life for his brother. That's why we say, brother, love your enemies. Pray for those that persecute you. You know this one wants to kill me. You know it. You say, even if he has got the opportunity to kill me, love for that person. You can have an all-night prayer meeting praying for that person. That is what is Calvary is all about. That's why the tomb is empty. The tomb could not hold him because he had no root of bitterness. Praise be the name of the Lord. Peter tried with a sword in the Garden of Gethsemane. Only 1 year he managed to shove off, but him full of love, he took that ear back and he went all the way. The three Hebrew boys in the very furnace, Gabriel said, he pulled his sword. He said, I am going to Babylon. But God said, put back your sword in the sheath. I am love. I am love. Love was constrained. He appeared as the fourth man. Started talking to those in the fire. Do you want to see angels, brother? The prophet says, talk about the word of God, and angels will appear. Talk about the empty tomb. Talk about the empty tomb. They were going to Emmaus. They were walking. They started talking about him. Immediately he joined up with them. This is what we are calling for, brother. Talking about the empty tomb. He will come to your rescue. He will fight your battles. Let's stand on our feet. We'll be given a song.
Teacher, you will.
Many years ago, a woman named Mary received a vision from an angel of the Lord. She said, be it unto me according to thy will. She said, the right ways and the sons was given to him. Oh yes, just say the right way, and what you ask will be given. Just approach him with the right attitude. Oh, it's right, say thus the truth. Brother, brother, she said the right ways in the sons receive eternal life. This is sons many years ago. Many years ago, a woman named Mary received a vision from an angel of the Lord. Oh, she said, be it unto me according to thy will. Hallelujah. She said, the right and the promise was given to me. Oh, yes, just say the right way. What you ask will be given. Oh, just approach him with the right attitude. Oh, it's right, say that the truth, brother, brother. Hallelujah, she said the right ways. Yes, us receiving eternal life.
I'll ask Brother Steve Marunya to come close with a word of prayer.
I'm Steve Marunya. I
don't know if you know the song.
He touched me. Oh, he touched me. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. been wonderful have been in our I know he touched me in me.
Let's think first verse, second one, a heavy burden.
Who said there may be
a lot of guilt and shame, brother and sister. The hand of Jesus touched me.
Then the hand of Jesus touched me.
You'll never be the same when the hand of Jesus Christ touches you.
Then I am good.
Sing it. He touched me.
Oh, he touched me.
As we close our eyes.
And oh, the joy that floods my soul.
Yes, it has to flood your soul. Hallelujah.
Something
wonderful.
Something is wonderful happy.
When the tomb is empty, it doesn't talk of sorrow.
I know.
Hallelujah.
He touched me. Yeah.